Back a few months ago, I was headlining a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself.
That's Mac Davis right there.
But I did what I've always
songwriter, performer. In the opening segment of this edition of the Carolina Outdoors, we talked about one of his songs that History Channel, History.com, said, whoa, 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 you're not supposed to like that one as much as you did. It's all opinion. It's all art. I still like it. Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me. But that one is... It's hard to be humble.
It's hard to be humble, yeah.
That's right. TJ Boggs, outdoor guy over there. Bill Barty, outdoor guy here. Don Yeager on assignment, which is code word for he's gone fishing. And speaking of gone fishing, many times fishing and fly fishing helps heal a lot of wounds. And people use the outdoors and fly fishing and things like that whenever they are celebrating something. Maybe you're having a bachelor party and you all get together, or maybe it's a youth group and everybody's together going to do something fun like that. But oftentimes it can be something challenging, a loss of a job, maybe a divorce, or maybe you're a veteran that's come back from war and you're using the outdoor sports like fly fishing to reincorporate, if you will. And that's what we're going to talk about next. We're going to bring a headliner, if you will, to Judd Big Fish G on from JHD Financial Advisors, but he's also wearing the hat of Project Healing Waters today. Judd, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Man, it is wonderful to have you on, and it's wonderful to talk about an organization that kind of introduces folks to fly fishing, but it introduces really a special grouping of folks. Tell us about Project Healing Waters, how it got started, and who it's for.
Absolutely. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention their mission statement, Bill, and Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities, including education, but sometimes more importantly, outings.
That always comes into play, outings, because that puts you that puts your feet on the ground out there in our outdoor setting, so that you can be beside a river, splash in the water, and then take on the challenge of catching Mr. Fish. Judd, how did you get involved in JHG Financial? How did you get involved with Project Healing Waters?
Sure. So through the local Rocky River TU, I found out about it. And, Bill, you know, about 8 years ago, I found fly fishing myself. And as a financial services representative, I chose a stressful career. And what I found is that when I get out on that water, Bill, everything goes away. I have to leave my phone on shore, I found. And when I'm out there, it's just me, the water, and the fish. And it's a little bit tribal, and it's a little bit spiritual.
Isn't that funny? So many people talk about, fly fishing. I don't have the patience for that. But it really kind of works for impatient people or people who, you know, need a little bit of soothing on their soul. And I say that with all due respect towards all of us, because just as you said so well there, it takes us, people who are busy or people who may not be busy and need to be busy, puts them outside and kind of puts them toward the common cause. It's kind of weird, but it puts them toward the common cause of trying to catch Mr. Fish.
That's right. It's amazing. You know, I opened up my campground in Tennessee, Camp Stonefly, to events and outings for some of the chapters. And we've had some fantastic time with some folks that really served our country and probably seen some pretty tough situations. And to see them get on that river and everything just goes away, Bill, like you said, it's very soothing. And next thing you know, like me, they're addicted to wet and alive.
So, Judd, is it visible? I mean, when you're, because you take people out, you don't just support them financially or open up your office. You also go out there with them. Can you visually see the relief or the change going on a veteran?
Absolutely. And I tell you, when they hook up on that fish, you know, it's just amazing. And they have told me, you know, on so many occasions that, you know, it's just changed their world, and it's kind of, you know, become their quote-unquote religion, and they get addicted just like we have, Bill.
Well, you know, as a society, we're so plugged in, and just being out there in the river and, like you said, having to put your phone down and just be away from it for a little while, that in itself has to be a huge stress reliever. And, you know, especially if you've experienced something traumatic or that kind of thing. So,
yeah, the stressful part with your phone probably ends up, if you catch that big fish, how to take a good picture of it.
Yeah. Yeah. How can I Instagram this?
Yeah, I found the good waterproof camera is a lot better than that iPhone.
Oh, yes. Very, very true.
We're talking Project Healing Waters with Judd G. He's over there at JHG Financial Advisors. He's over off Briar Creek. And Judd, on September 30th, the National Project Healing Waters started up something called Healing Saturday. And that's when we, the community, folks, are able to come out, shake hands with local veterans, maybe participate in a fly tying class for all ages, casting demonstrations. There's going to be some good barbecue out there from Midwood Smokehouse. And Sir Purr, have you ever heard of him with the Carolina Panthers? Ooh. They're all going to be out there on this September 30th thing. I just did what's happening, but tell us what else is happening there on September 30th, what time and where to be.
Well, good question. We're going to be here over at my office off of Briar Creek near the Bojangles Coliseum, excuse me, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And, you know, we're going to have some of those things you mentioned. Sir Purr's going to be out there helping us pay tribute to some of these fine veterans that are coming back and acclimating themselves. We've also got a couple of things going on, too, Bill. We've got raffle and silent auction from some fantastic vendors, including a little place that I like to go every once in a while called Jesse Brown.
Woo!
I heard of them.
I heard of that place.
Yeah, we're joining it up too, Bill, with my neighborhood association. Commonwealth Park was real honored to be involved with us. We usually host this party at my office. So we're going to have lots of folks. I think the kids are going to really enjoy it. And we might teach you how to cast your tie fly.
Well, I like the sound of that. I guess Sir Purr will be having his picture. Instead of taking pictures of just big fish, you can get your picture taken with a great big cat. So
celebrity status.
Bring the whole family out there. Be prepared to shake some hands of some of our heroes, if you will, and learn a little bit about this wonderful organization, Project Healing Waters, and learn a little bit about a wonderful sport that we do love over there at Jesse Brown's, the sport of fly fishing. What time is kickoff, so to speak, Judd?
We're going to crank it up around 11 a.m.
All right, so 11 a.m. over at JHG Financial Advisors, Judd G's place with Project Healing Waters. What should I ask you about the Facebook page to find our way over there? Do we head to projecthealingwaters.org? How do we find out for more information?
Yeah, Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing Greater Charlotte Area has a Facebook page, and you'll see that. We've also posted it, I think, on my personal from the Commonwealth Park, as well as JHG Financial Advisors. In the spring, Bill, you would think over at my office you were in Blowing Rock. Got a lot of rhododendron. Office really lends itself to a great outdoor party, and I'm looking forward to some great barbecue and really paying tribute to these folks that have put so much into making our system free over here in the U.S.
Man, Judd, thank you for what you do, and thanks for being on with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Off he goes. Also, thanks to Holly Huffman with New River Outfitters for joining us and Christian Weil, editor of Charlotte Magazine. Don Yeager was on assignment today. We hope he caught some fish in the outdoors. Special thanks to outdoor guy TJ Boggs. I'm Bill Bartee. Get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.